Cornelia Kirchhoff is the assistant director of the Washington State University Psychology Clinic. She's noticed a significant increase in the number of people seeking ADHD testing in the past year.
I think it's increasing, more and more of people becoming more and more aware. So we have a lot of clients now who come in and say, oh, my friend talked to me and they have been diagnosed with ADHD.
For Chris Locker, a Moscow resident, that's exactly what happened.
Then a friend of mine actually went in and got the neuropsych testing for ADHD and told me about her experience and like her symptoms and what led her to seek treatment. And I was like, that's what I'm dealing with too. And the more we talked, the more I was like, yep, I think that's it.
Locker went to a local clinic for testing, but struggled to schedule around their work time. Eventually, they went to an online therapy provider, where a nurse practitioner evaluated them. That assessment allowed them to be prescribed a non-stimulant medication that works for them, but doesn't work for all ADHD patients. Generally, providers can't prescribe stimulant medications like Adderall without the patient having an in-person evaluation. The high demand for testing also means at Sanders Clinic, there's a roughly year-long wait list for testing. At WSU, the clinic stops taking names when they have about 3 months' worth of patients on their list. Part of the way to cut down on wait times is to simply add more providers, says Chad Sanders, a neuropsychologist with Palouse Psychiatry and Behavioral Health in Pullman. His clinic plans to hire a dedicated neuropsych tester this year. Sanders says changes in Medicaid reimbursement have also cut down on the number of people offering testing in recent years. That means providers who do offer it have a longer wait list.
Traditional 1 hour of psychotherapy is now technically worth more than 1 hour of neuropsych testing, regardless of the specific component of the evaluation.
In the meantime, Sanders recommends people who want to be tested get a referral from their primary care doctor and get on a wait list for several clinics. Testing at some clinics may be covered by insurance, while others, such as the WSU clinic, operate on an income-based sliding scale that ranges from $300 to $600. People can take online assessments as a first step, like the Adult ADHD Self-Report Scale, but it's not an official diagnosis. I'm Rachel Sun.